This contains a summary of articles published in Higher Learning Research Communications Journal, Volume 12, Issue 1. Wise Mangia, Ruben Daniel, and Louis Elamille, in their article, Perceptions of Employability Skills of Undergraduate Business Students in a Developing Country, an Exploratory Study, sought to understand the differences in the relative importance of different employability skills for business graduates seeking initial employment among three groups: industry representatives, faculty, and graduating students. Results indicated alignment and discrepancies in perceptions of the relative importance of different employability skills between the three stakeholder groups. Statistically significant differences existed in the perceived importance of communication, teamwork, and interpersonal skills between graduating students and employers. Evidence showed that employers were satisfied with the level of academic skills possessed by business students at the time of graduation. However, there was significant difference in the perception between employers and graduating students on the extent to which perseverance and initiative and risk-taking were fully developed among business graduates. They conclude that acquiring soft skills and developing dynamic psychological social capital, such as self-awareness, self-directedness, proactivity, adaptability, and resilience, are important for new graduates. Viola Manicor and Jeff Kuntz, in their article, Replication or Reinvention, Educators' Narratives on Teaching in Higher Education During the COVID-19 Pandemic, provide a qualitative analysis of the effect of the sudden transition from face-to-face teaching to emergency remote teaching necessitated by the COVID-19 pandemic on post-secondary educators in Canada. Analyses revealed that educator experiences were influenced by three main factors: student engagement, interactions, and persistence in learning; competence in the application of teacher technological pedagogical content knowledge; and overall well-being of faculty and students. They conclude that higher education institutions should support educators in enhancing their technological pedagogical knowledge and in facilitating learning in various delivery modalities. V. Deepa, R. Sujatha, and Hasnan Babar, in their article Moderating Role of Attention Control in the Relationship Between Academic Distraction and Performance, examine the moderating role of attention control on the relationship between academic distraction and academic performance in 272 students studying at universities in India. Frequency of use of social media platforms did not contribute to academic distraction. However, consistent social media involvement does predict academic distraction. Attention control moderated the relationship between academic distraction and academic performance. Results can be useful for educators and policymakers to build strategies for developing digital citizenship behaviors among students and thereby leverage social media for improved academic achievement of students. Lazarus Nabajo, Wilberforce Turiasinghura, Even Twina Muhwezi, and Margaret Nabukenya, in their manuscript, The Third Mission of Universities on the African Continent, Conceptualization and Operationalization, sought to explore the conceptualization of the third mission, the involvement of the university and communities, in African higher education and the activities that universities are required to engage in and or are engaging in to fulfill that role. They used an interpretive lens to examine data collected from the documents of the African Union Commission, in which the third mission is both implicit and explicit. They found that the AUC conceptualizes the third mission as a role of universities, as a social role, as forging partnerships, and as being mutually beneficial to society and the university. Almost all third mission activities are anchored to the classical missions of teaching and research associated with higher education institutions. Their study adds to the limited literature on the third mission of universities from a supranational perspective. Also, the results provide information the AUC can use to revise the instrument for evaluating the performance of universities on the third mission. And finally, in higher education innovation, Ann Morgan, Rebecca Job, Julie Canopa, and Lita Downs, in their article, Quality Assurance Meet Quality Appreciation, Using Appreciative Inquiry to Define Faculty Quality Standards, outline the journey of one online university to evaluate faculty performance standards, key performance indicators, and systems for quality assurance using an appreciative inquiry summit model. Using this retrospective business case, they show that the initial summit and subsequent quality appreciation processes laid a foundation for the inclusive leadership and inclusive teaching and learning. Quality appreciation was observed to be a third component of quality enhancement that had heretofore included quality control and quality assurance mechanisms. Faculty quality appreciation is the integration of AI practices with ongoing evaluation and identification of faculty and classroom quality standards. Quality appreciation can lead to strengthened definitions of quality that are values-driven and founded in the heart and soul of the university's teaching and learning. We would like to thank the following scholars who reviewed manuscripts for this issue: Molly Lauk, Olga Coase, Carolyn Bautista Moncada, Bronwyn Schwartz, Sergio Lopeva, Farhana Bakar, Bastian Lang, Judith Prontl, Alana Hoare, Bridget Freeman, A. Rodriguez, Ernesto Pacheco, William Plater, Hamid Hagshenis Gorgani, and Riani Julian.